Question three from, which has just disappeared off my screen, so I'll try and get it back. Where have you gone? Question three from Christina Mistrikova. In fact, this is question four because I skipped question two. Can you bear attention? Here we are. What concepts and values, in my opinion, define a good online journalist? Some of the qualities I've kind of talked about before. I think I wrote a blog post on a kind of manifesto for online journalists. I'll have to call it up, but here we go. It was three principles for reporters and bloggers in a networked era. And Dina Rickman actually asked a question. I think there are three things that make a good online journalist. The first thing is verifying and contextualising what's online. So rather than necessarily just channeling it, actually digging behind the statistics, you know, digging behind the facts, giving context to what's being shared around. And you'll find that that kind of stuff actually is particularly appreciated online. I think Ben Goldacre is probably a great example of this. He writes for Bad Science blog. He writes a column under the same name in The Guardian. And what he's doing is digging behind the stories that every newspaper is just churning out from press releases. So verifying and contextualising is really important to good online journalism. Second element is digitising what's not online and making it findable. There's plenty of stuff that is online. We might be swimming in information, but there's also plenty of stuff that's not. And getting those stories, getting those issues online, making it findable, allowing people to find each other around issues, I think is really important to online journalism. Making information itself adaptable, aggregatable, mashable, combinable, that I think is a really key skill with online journalism, because whereas before you wrote a story, you published it, and then you moved on, information has a life of its own, and you need to make that information as flexible as possible so that people can do things with it to interrogate it and make it meaningful. And the final thing I think that makes good online journalism or a good online journalist is empowering communities and making connections between communities. We focus a lot on content, but one of the things with the web is that it's not just a communications channel, it's not just a publication platform, it's actually a tool. So allowing people to act on the information that you're giving them or to do things with it, I think is particularly important for an online journalist. To actually provide a place for people to communicate and talk around information and issues is really important. So, you know, the journalistic role doesn't end with publishing. It's actually about engaging with communities. And really importantly, I think, a lot said about serving communities and becoming a member of a community and engaging with that community. But actually, I think one of the real strengths of a journalist is the fact that they quite often bridge communities and they're able to see connections between those. And keeping out of an echo chamber is really important to a journalist. You know, that kind of idea of being a perpetual outsider, I think, is really important. You know, being able to question things that people think are common sense, for example, being able to see other communities that are affected and make connections between those, I think that's really important in journalism. And traditionally, that's been done through this idea of objectivity. But I think online, it's, you know, there's a lot said about objectivity, and I won't go into all of that, but this idea of making connections and doing so in a transparent way is probably the new way to do that. So let's go on to question five. Does the content I create for print differ from content created for online outlets? And if so, how? Let me take a slurp of water. Yes, when I write for print, it differs from online content, which is still actually quite unusual. And we'll look back and find it perhaps not unusual, because the same happened with radio and television. You know, the first television news bulletins were done with a black screen. They were basically radio bulletins. And the first radio bulletins were people reading out newspapers and all the rest of it. So it's not surprising that even now, over 10 years into web journalism, most journalism online is basically print journalism or broadcast journalism that's just been shoveled onto the web. So yes, I do write differently online. In fact, I'm becoming more aware of this as I kind of mark student work, and I find them writing in a print style and trying to get out of that. And one thing I noticed the other day was that if someone makes an assertion or refers to a fact, I find it frustrating that they don't link to that fact, which you wouldn't question in print, but the lack of a link to back up what you're saying actually really undermines your credibility online. And so I think linking is perhaps the most fundamental aspect of how writing for print differs from writing for the web. Also, obviously, when I'm writing for print, I'm pretty much always writing to a particular word limit. And that means that I will chop out all kinds of detail. And quite often you'll get a much more superficial or sketchy kind of overview of a particular story or issue than you would online. And typically I'll publish an unedited version of a print article on the web, so that effort isn't wasted, if you like. I think another way that writing for print, that I write for print differently to writing online, is your conception of your audience. When you write online, typically you're writing for a smaller audience, a more niche audience, and a more specialist informed audience. Or certainly that's the audience that I have in mind, probably because of the people who comment on the blog and who I meet. So I will assume a higher level of understanding when I write for the web. When I write for print, partly it's normally not always a bigger audience than the blog, because the blog does get a big audience, but partly it tends to be a non-specialist audience. So I have to remind myself of that and kind of start from basics. And also I'm working with an editor most of the time, so you get that dynamic, which I do quite enjoy. I do enjoy working with an editor and having that that kind of collaboration. So those are probably the main ways in which they differ.